We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire. With the seventh pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Penei Sewell, tackle, Oregon.
He's going to run it straight in. Jared Goff.
Carr, touchdown, yes! Detroit Lions. TJ Hockenson, yes! They did it. They tied it. They're an extra point away from winning this game. Oh, baby, how big is that?
Oh, man. That was one of the most off the rails pickups I've ever seen, not player wise, but the announcement of the fucking pick itself. My goodness, that was hilarious.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like
that. That was one of the longest picks.
Dude, Texas put it up. Nah, I don't think they take Nakobe, right?
You said Texans? No, they're probably gonna go DB.
Another one.
Yo, where my dog Pierre at?
I don't know. Text him. I'm trying to take these headphones off. Two picks away, man.
Two picks away for you. Do you think that they would pass on Nakobe Dean if he's there?
They're a Patriots team, and you know how their mindset with these
guys. I'm talking about us.
Oh, us. I mean, I hope not.
Like, do you think these medicals are really going to scare them off that bad? Like, that bad?
Possible.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. This is a very crazy. Have you seen a draft like this before? Have you ever seen a draft like this before?
With the quarterbacks alone.
One quarterback in the first round, and that's it?
And it went, what, pick 20?
Only one? And the one that went is not the guy we expected it to go? Pierre's here, by the way. Get him in.
There we go. Okay. Yeah,
what's
no.
Up, guys?
What's up? What's up, Pierre?
Yeah, no, what's I up, mean, Pierre?
Way too loud.
One quarterback taken, and it was pick 20. No, I've never seen anything like this.
One quarterback drafted pick 20. Two corners in the top five.
Yeah.
So Baltimore isn't taking quarterback, right? Unless someone trades up. How would you guys? Okay, there's a couple of guys I love here. It's Willis, Brisker, and Dean. There's other guys too, but those are like the main guys I'm eye on.
You talking about for us or Houston?
Us. Houston.
We're still talking about quarterbacks for us.
Why wouldn't you?
But why?
I think.
Why would you
talk about quarterbacks? The other guys I like. You got Charles Harris, Chad Muma, Anderson, Chanel. That's a little later for him.
Tyler.
Perrion Winfrey, DeMarvin Leal, the defensive tackle, right?
Kirby yeah.
Tyler, how do you feel about quarterback in round two?
I'm out. I'm honestly out on it.
It doesn't make sense to me.
I just want to hear what Houston. John Menchie. Oh, your boy.
Welcome, your boy just went to Houston.
Yeah, They need a receiver. I know they brought back what's his name, Brandon Cooks. So yeah, now what's his name got some viable weapons.
They got Nico also from last year out of Michigan. He's a nice player too.
They have Nico Collins. Now they have Menchie. They have Cooks. Yeah, he has some receivers to work with. Mills.
But to go back to quarterback for the Lions, no, I'm out on it, man. Like,
you can't be in love with the guy at this point. Like, yeah, just no way.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're this hesitant on him, this is not your guy. And
now you drafted him just saying, oh look, he's here. This is pick him up.
I think it's gonna be Brisker or Dean, honestly, if I had to guess.
I hope.
I'll love
be
that.
Happy with either one.
That'll be you know, if they go either of those players, that's an A.
Or Muma, Christian Harris, like
I think they're gonna go defense.
I like Christian Harris a lot too.
I think they're gonna go defense. I'd be pretty surprised if it's not defense, honestly.
I mean, I think offense is set. I mean, unless they go tight end, maybe another rotational offensive lineman, but you want to do it this high? Not round two.
Yeah, no, not this high, man. You can get a. You can get a starting defensive player right now.
Offense, I think offense is set right now, man.
Yeah, I mean,
now they're looking for death.
It just doesn't really make much sense to me to take a quarterback this late. I think you just let it play out with Goff, and then you make that decision next year. Is he going to be your guy, or do you want to replace him with someone in the draft or a veteran, whatever? We talked about this yesterday. I don't think it's in play for Detroit here at pick 46. I really don't.
I also look to maybe trade this pick. If you could go back.
Oh, my God. Dude, N'Kobe Dean's here right now. I just want to take him. I want to just.
The medicals, Tyler, the medicals are serious.
I'm telling you what he is as a football player. I can't tell you. I'm not a doctor, so I can't tell you the medicals. But what I'm telling you from a person who's watching N'Kobe Dean, he should absolutely be the pick right here.
He's a stud.
I don't.
And if you're telling me he played hurt last year and he still produced like that?
Year before.
He was hurt?
Year before he was hurt.
Man, the year before he was hurt, so he was healthy last year.
Last year he was fine, yeah.
Man, so what are we talking about?
He hurt himself working out leading up to the draft.
So what are we talking about?
I mean, I don't agree with it. I take a risk on this guy, man. He is so talented.
This is just like, to me, I'm telling you, N'Kobe Dean, we're going to look back at this draft 3 years from now, and we're going to say, what? How did he go around too?
I said this already.
It's very similar. It's very similar to DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf had that neck injury, but I was like, oh, I'm scared of DK. I'm scared of his injury. I'm scared of his neck injury. And what did he do? Has he been hurt?
Yeah, I've said this. I said the same thing with Dean. We're going to look back at this in another year, and we're going to be like, why did he fall to 46?
It's usually the players that is usually clean that come out and have injury histories coming into the league. It's not usually the guys who had a couple injuries in college, who comes into the NFL and are just straight injury prone.
And Dean is an undersized linebacker too, so like it doesn't help that he's small and he's injury prone.
What's small? What's his size? What, 225?
I think he's.
It's not like he's 200.
He's 6'2", 230, something like that.
6'2", 230. What's undersized? That's the size of a linebacker.
He's just like a typical Patrick Queen right now. Like that's a
typical linebacker. I mean, this whole oversized. Underside thing is just—it's ridiculous to me. What do you want to be? 6'5", 240? You want to be 250? You want a Patricia linebacker? What are we looking for?
Nah, man, you take N'Kobe Dean right here, in my opinion.
No, I like Dean, but at Orocha, he played at 210 to 215. That was his playing weight.
210, 215. I mean, shoot. I mean, if he played at that weight and he was still able to get what, 6 sacks he had. He has 6 sacks last year, right?
No, sacks, I don't.
Playing inside.
I don't know about sacks.
Playing inside.
Yeah, I mean, he's not known for sacks. He's known for his coverage and tackling.
I think he has 6 sacks, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
As an inside linebacker.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's not even his main, like, best ability, I would say.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if he has – I think I literally believe he has 6 sacks last year, and that's just blitzing. That means size does not matter. Because if he could blitz a quarterback, he could still get inside.
Oh, they took a job off Baltimore? Oh.
I think Kirby Joseph could be in play here, too. Maybe it's a little early for him, but the Lions have done a lot of work on the safety out of Illinois. Who else could I think of? We said linebackers had some safeties.
You got Brisker and you got Dean right here. I think it's as simple as that. Brisker. Go one of these two.
Yeah, I'm looking at Dean's stats right now. He has 6 sacks last year, coming just blitzing from the inside.
He's a stud.
Come on now.
He's a stud, man.
So Baltimore drafted David Ojabo. Yeah. Okay.
Makes sense. Good. His brother is the head coach at Michigan, so they probably had intel on him.
Hey,
good job for him, man. Good for him.
Let's take two injury prone players back to back now.
Let's go, man. I don't know why they're saying injury prone. He was healthy all last season. He was healthy all last season. I mean, this is just people overthinking things, man.
Let's go. Let's get into Kobe here. Come on. Please give me N'Kobe. Give me N'Kobe.
I'm okay with N'Kobe or Brisker, man. I think those two players is a home run.
Give me N'Kobe.
But let's see.
Give me N'Kobe.
I really hope they don't do nothing crazy and draft somebody who we're
Fick is in.
Who? They drafted who?
Fick is in. All right. Are you aligned with me, my TV, or am I ahead of you, Malcolm?
Yeah, I have YouTube TV, man. Of course you're ahead of me. I think it's true.
How ahead of you? How ahead of
me? Oh, yes.
When I said a job.
They're showing a job sacking.
Oh, yeah. Who are you seeing him sack? I saw Wisconsin or Nebraska, sorry.
I saw Wisconsin just now.
Was it Nebraska or Wisconsin? Are they looking at
Wisconsin. Right now they're looking at
or who is this?
Now they're looking at Georgia right now.
Oh, never mind. Who is that Baltimore player? I didn't see. Is that what's his name? Away. All right, here we go. We're at the podium. Come on.
Yeah, I just saw the comparison.
Okay, I'm gonna mute myself. I'm gonna get excited if it's N'Kobe.
Okay, yeah, you do that. I just don't see them. They have to be able to just draft this guy. The dude's nice. All right, so he's on the stage. He's making the pick now.
Wow, I actually like this guy. I don't know if you guys know him or not.
Wait, but... I'm coming. Wow.
Building up those trenches, bro.
I don't hate them.
Wow. Yo, Josh Pascal is a really good defensive end.
Yeah, I don't hate this move. It's a solid move. I'm all for building the line. That's interesting, though.
So they have two... Wow, so how long is Romeo Okoro on contract for?
3 years, so 2 more years now.
2 more years? Yeah. Wow.
I think Pascal is very versatile, though. You could play him all over the line.
John Pascal, I mean, we had a brother on here one of our live shows that said that he was better than
Trayvon, I think, right?
Better than Trayvon Walker.
Yeah, remember that.
You said that he was better than Trayvon Walker. He believed that he was, and he was saying how he just went to a small school, and that's the reason why. And now we have him and Aiden Hutchinson, which is a really good pass rush now. Now, I mean, they're looking at the situation that they need to get after these quarterbacks, man. I'm a little down that we didn't get Dean or linebacker here. Because I really think the linebacking core is a big hole, right? Is a big hole for us. But I mean, shoot, if we get after the quarterback, I think it'll make a lot of people better. It's gonna make a lot of people better. So we'll see how that works out, man. I just want to see I don't think he's gonna start.
No, not at least. I mean,
he's not gonna start. And I was really hoping they'll get it into starting.
They're gonna rotate all these guys. I mean, the Lions rotate a lot of their defensive linemen in and out. So he's going to play.
He's definitely going to play.
What pick was that?
He may have the Charles Harris role from last year. But then they have Charles Harris. So it's just, man, we have a lot of people.
What do you think this means for Julian Aquar and Austin Bryant?
Shit. Somebody ain't making a goddamn team. That's what that means. Somebody's not making a team. That's what that means.
Yeah, definitely not all of them, but like... To like
somebody making the 53.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting because How many edge rushers do you want to carry on to your active roster? You know, you'd say probably four, maybe five.
Four, maybe five, yeah. Okay. I was saying somebody got to go. I think it's going to come down to Austin Bryan or Julian Okorah. That's tough. Because I like both guys. And Austin Bryan actually came on his own last year.
It's going to be interesting, man. It's an interesting pick. I didn't really see that coming.
I knew they were going to go defense. I didn't see another
edge. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, another edge. I mean, shit. We went edge round one, number two overall, edge 46.
I want to read something quickly on Pascal. Just see what they got.
Pascal's a stud. I mean, he's nice. I mean, a lot of people are saying that if he just didn't go to a small school, he'll be round one player. He'll have been more talked about. But yeah, Detroit always have the plan here. And I love the plan here.
Guys, I think he's going to play more interior.
I was just going to say that.
He could rush the pass.
I was just reading that right now. So this guy could play inside. He's big too.
What's his size?
He is.
I know he's 6'2",
but
what?
268.
268.
4.77 speed. Over nine RAS score. Very athletic.
Could be your Michael Brockers replacement potentially.
I don't like small guys inside. Cause that's just a liability in the run game. When you're 260 like that, I love it on passing downs, third and long, shit like that. But every down like that? Absolutely not.
They have three down. I mean, I don't know if Pascal's necessarily a three down guy, but they got a lot.
260? That's edge. That's outside, man. You get bullied by if they double team you with the center and the line and the guard, you're fucked.
They could third down packages, line them up on the edge on first.
Oh yeah, third down packages is fine. I mean, you know what? They used to do that with Trey, so maybe they're looking for another replacement for Trey. In this case, I don't know. I don't know. The whole thought of him inside is not. I don't know. That doesn't. It's not appealing to me. Because
Sears boy right there just got picked.
Oh, look at Santana Moss, man.
No, guys, I actually like this. He could play interior. He could play on the edge. He's gonna provide some pass rush. It's a good pickup, man. Bro, you got to see, like, last year they took two defensive tackles. This year they take two edge rushers. You see what they're doing. They took an offensive side. They're building through the trenches. That's how
they're building through the trenches. They're building through the trenches,
man. Like, this is still a long-term rebuild because they haven't really targeted other than receiver, like, the first two rounds. They're building from the inside out, and that's how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, that's kind of like the only little thing is, like, all right, you know we have some needs, and they're not – looking to address it. Maybe they're just playing their board. Who knows?
But definitely what it looks like they're doing.
We need a safety. We need a linebacker. I mean, unless you're trusting Alex Anzalone and Jared Davis and Derek Barnes. You're trusting those guys.
Brought Chris Border in from Baltimore too. Special teams guy. Jalen Reeves Maben type player.
Yeah, I mean.
But yeah, nothing sexy.
Yeah, you need like a really good linebacker. Like, are you looking for okay linebackers, or do you want a stud?
Yeah, I guess there's just – I don't know. I guess there just wasn't anyone on their board right now that was eye-popping to them that they looked at that type of caliber. So, yeah.
Yeah, this is alarming, man. A lot of these guys are just dropping, man. A lot of these good football players are dropping, man. And Kobe Dean hasn't been drafted yet. Damn near all the quarterbacks has not been drafted yet.
Pascal is also one of the best edge rushers against the run in this draft class.
He's a really good football player. I'm not saying there's nothing about the brother's talent, man. He's good. And like I said, we had a guy on here that's compared him to Trayvon Walker. That said, his attributes are just as good as Trayvon Walker. But the only reason why he wasn't talked about is because he went to Kentucky, which is a good argument. I mean, he's a good football player. I'm not worried about the player. It's a little confusing about the pick because I don't think that I think we're solid edge-wise. I mean, now we're about to cut somebody who's solid. We're going to cut a good rotational piece.
Well, Michael Brockers is not under contract that long. Austin Bryant's contract is up.
Michael Brockers is
Nakvara,
Michael Brock is inside. Michael Brock is 300 pounds, bro.
I know, but he's not going to be here long. You're just adding more depth. And Julian Aquara, he hasn't been able to stay healthy. Austin Bryan has been hurt a lot. So I see why they did it.
But I'm not looking at Michael Brock because he doesn't play edge.
No, but Malcolm, all I'm trying to say is like Pascal could play inside. Like what I'm trying to say is like Austin Bryan's always hurt. Julian Aquara's always hurt. Romeo Aquara's coming off an injury, so you see why they took him. And Michael Brock is going to be a free agent, or they're going to get rid of him soon. Really. So this pick makes a lot of sense.
Outside of Brockers, because he plays inside, and I don't think this is a really effective. He could play inside. That's cool, but he's not going to play inside every down. That's like a third and long package where you have to get after the quarterback.
That's where you got Levi.
You're 260. You're not going to be playing him inside like on every down like that. That's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Passing downs. You put him inside to get after the quarterback. That's cool, but. As far as Michael Brock is 300 pounds. He's here to plug the gap. He's not playing the same role.
See that pick here?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't see this pick yet. I mean, it's coming right now. Bear down. Get out of here. Somebody stop that guy.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Oh, shit. They would draft the guy we fucking want.
They got Brisker.
They got Brisker. Which I think Detroit should have did. This is what Detroit should have did.
What the hell is this mascot?
Now, Pierre, I know you liked it, but do you agree with him being picked over Brisker?
You know what he's going to say. I trust my GM.
I trust my GM, exactly.
There we go.
Right?
There
like,
we go. He trusts his GM.
When you look at the Rams, too, like they found Jordan Fuller in the sixth round, and they had fourth-round grade on him.
These guys, they hit late. I'm not worried about that. They hit late, and it could work, but – you had a Jaquan Brisker right there, man.
That's fine. Maybe they didn't like him in their scheme. Maybe they like Pascal a little more. I don't know. But that's fine.
That's interesting.
It's very interesting, man. It's very, very, very interesting.
I don't really want to fire opinion off right now. I want to do some more research after we get off of here and, you know, do it in our final reaction.
He's a good football player, man.
To do more before I give a final opinion on him. So I don't really want to, like, I don't know what to say.
So what is your opinion right now?
I don't know much about the guy.
Without knowing much about him, you're just like whatever, or are you kind of down?
I mean, there's other guys I liked.
I just want to know your emotions.
There was
right
other
now.
Guys I liked at the spot that I knew more about, but like again, it's not fair for me to really like judge it right now because I don't know much about the guy. So
he's a good football player, bro. He's a really good football player. And like again, we had people who compared him to Trayvon Walker, but it's not the player that's rubbing me off the wrong way. Is that I just don't think we really needed another edge right here.
Like, I don't know. I thought there was more players I'm more educated on that I thought would have been made more sense here. But I mean,
like, that's what it is. Like, if they would have, like, it was a guy that fell and they knew that he was going to be better than Romeo Okorah, and they were like, all right, we have our two edges for our future. We're going to have these two guys, then I'm down with it. You know, maybe that's how they see him. Maybe that's how they view him. Maybe don't, you know, maybe don't view Romeo as like the long term starting edge rusher.
I mean, though,
I don't know.
The only way I could say is that I know the Lions rotate their defensive linemen a ton during games. So
Which is great.
My brother's definitely going to be a role.
Do you want to? Yeah, he's gonna see the field. That's not an issue, man. But I mean, round two, I mean, they need to take majority of the snaps. You want your person at round two, round one, round two, no matter who they are, you want them to take majority of snaps. Like, we drafted Aiden Hutchinson at two. They're going to rotate him in and out, but you want Aiden Hutchinson to take majority of the snaps.
Yeah, I know.
My thing is, I think what it is, they probably think Romeo might not be ready, maybe, and you can't bank on Julian.
And, you can bank on Charles Harris. If you believe,
Malcolm, you need depth, though, bro. What happens if those guys go down?
I get that, but this is high for security blanket.
Clearly, they view him as a – no, they clearly view this guy as a starter. They wouldn't take him.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. They probably view him as the long-term piece, and they – as far as, like, Romeo – they probably don't see Romeo Okorah as a long-term piece.
I mean, Romeo only has 2 years left on his deal, and he's coming off a ruptured Achilles? Case,
yeah.
So, yeah, you're not really tied to Romeo. Like, after this year, you can move on.
Yeah. It just, I mean, again,
healthy though. I mean, if you can never have enough pass rushers, if you have dogs,
that is true, man. And again, it's not the player that's rugby. It's not the player. The player I know, I'll watch a Kentucky game. I think that game he had a couple sacks.
I think he had 5.5 on the whole year.
Yeah, but it's just the position because we. I mean, it is what it is. I don't hate it.
I don't hate the pick either.
I don't look at this as a home run pick.
And not every pick's going to be home run, obviously.
No, I mean, I would look at if they would have drafted Brisker, I would have said, shit, Detroit Lions hit a home run these first three picks.
Yeah.
If they drafted N'Kobe Dean, I would have said, shit, Detroit Lions hit a home run these first three picks.
Yeah. I mean, obviously that could change. I mean, on paper, it could look like a home run, but. When we actually, you know, get to the football field and see these guys play.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, who knows, man? He might end up being a complete stud, man. He may send Romeo out the door. Hey, who knows?
That's what I'm saying. We have to just wait and see. Man. But, yeah, looking at Kentucky, they lined him up everywhere. Linebacker, defensive end, defensive lineman, played everywhere in the D-line. So... There's that, yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. Saints pick is in. Who are they going?
Oh, let's bring up Adam.
It looks like Adam is requesting to come on. My dog, Mr. AKA Draft the Cocaine himself. My guy, let's go.
Adam, how's it going?
My guy, it's going good. How are you guys?
Good, man. How are you feeling about this pick?
We're good.
Oh, first of all, great. did the line?
I just tweeted it out, but Ojabo wasn't there, right?
No, he's gone. He got picked.
N'Kobe Dean before. Falling is concerning. Obviously, look, these guys do this for a living. They're watching more than just beyond film. They're interviewing these players one-on-one.
Yep.
Cameron Thomas was my number one edge on the board. Pascal was behind him. I would have been happy with either of them. Not having pick 66, I think, changed their priority. I think you would have seen them take a chance on Brisker had they had 66 and had maybe the possibility of getting a Cameron Thomas at 66. Now that that pick isn't there, they're not messing around. What's the most important position in football on the defensive side right now, the most valuable?
D-line.
Exactly. And they got one of the better defensive linemen off the board. Good pick. No problem at all.
So in your eyes, they drafted the cocaine.
Absolutely. And we have to remember their We have to remember they're going to play a lot of 4-2-5, man. They're going to play a lot. Maybe one, two linebacker sets. They're going to throw two, three safeties on the field, three, four corners on the field, five corners. This is a team that's going to rely on their edge rushers, Aquara, Charles Harris. They're going to rely on these players now, obviously Aiden Hutchinson, to get pressure. And now Josh Pascal. And how Pascal lined up, I want to say it was like 35-45% of the time in an outside linebacker role, even though it wasn't because he was getting to the quarterback, but it kind of technically is. He's a versatile guy. He can definitely cover backs. You're gonna be able to do some things with him. It's nice seeing him be drafted by the Lions. I'm sure all of us in here have done a million mock drafts, enough to where we've probably drafted every player possible.
Yeah,
but at the end of the day, that home run, 10 out of 10. That's again a good pick.
This is a home run.
I told you that's the second best edge rusher on my board, only behind Cameron Thomas. But I may be naive because I like Cameron Thomas a lot, but I have no problem with it.
Here's here's some stuff on Josh Pascal.
Yep,
18 tackles for a loss, 13 run stops, 15.9 pass rush win rate. He has a higher pass rush win rate than Trayvon Walker,
and he played in the SEC.
That's what's the name? That's what that guy was trying to tell you, man. But
and he played in the SEC. You're
saying no, remember?
He did play in the SEC. Yep.
Yeah, this is interesting. This is interesting. I mean,
Are you guys on the same page with me in terms of thank God no Malik Willis? Like, are we all like kumbaya?
I am.
Fine with it.
I am.
No, I mean, honestly, I've been. After they passed on a 12, I'm like, they're not taking the quarterback this year. And at this point, I'm like, let's see what Goff could do. And next year, you have all these future picks still that you could move around to replace Goff with the veteran.
Yep.
Or you can move up in the draft to do what the Niners did. Or if Goff is good, shit, keep Jared Goff. But, I mean, we'll see if that ends up happening. But probably not. But, like, there's so many situations you could go into next year that you have all this luxury with all this capital you have. Why settle for a guy that's here at 46 and the rate of a quarterback working this late into the draft is very rare.
For them to all be here right now is a red flag. This is weird.
Yeah, no. I'm completely fine with them passing on Malik or any of these quarterbacks and just wait until next year. I mean, Jared Goff deserves a fair chance. I mean, he didn't really get that last year. He proved himself in the last 5 weeks. We'll see what he could do next year.
Yeah, Jared Goff had a mentally challenged offensive coordinator for the first
season. Exactly. Exactly.
And he was throwing to people in the same shape as me. So as much as he's not a franchise guy, you got to be fair and say, yeah, he wasn't really supported all that well.
Cool story with Pascal. He actually had cancer and he beat it. So
he's a cancer survivor too.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
Let's go, man.
That's cool.
Great story.
Yeah, but like what?
3-year starter at Kentucky as well, the team captain.
Like the quarterback thing at this point, like why are we going to settle for a guy that could be good at this point when you're obviously not high enough? If you're going to take him at 46, you're not high on him. Like you're not high enough to look at him as a franchise quarterback. If you took him at 2,
and that's why
you took him at 12, you're high on him. But 46, you're not.
That's why all these quarterbacks are falling. All these guys are feeling the same way.
And also, look at the trend of quarterbacks recently in the NFL, man. I mean, the quarterback position is getting so good in the NFL. Like, why are you going to limit yourself to guys that could be good when we're getting more guarantees every single year in the draft? And the guys that are on teams right now, they're willing to move at this point. They're not committing to the teams anymore like they used to.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfair because of the way these guys are coming out so quickly and actually performing. Exactly. Yeah, some of these quarterbacks are not giving a fair shot. Like, they figured, like, look, we don't have time to wait. If you can't figure this out in a year, boy, you might be out of here.
That's the point.
Ask what's his name? Josh Rosen.
Josh Rosen. Well, yeah, I mean, that was a little different. They brought a new coaching staff in GM, but
yeah.
But I mean, look at Tua right now.
One
look
year.
At Tua. Tua's a guy, it's like he's been up and down in his career. And this is a make or break year for Tua. If he doesn't have a good year, they're going to replace him next year.
Yeah, he could be out. He could be out the door.
Exactly. So, I mean,
fun fact about Josh Pascal: he had the highest PFF grade out of any edge player coming out of the SEC this year.
Wow,
Wow. You have to remember Kentucky. I mean, they're basically had an unbelievable season this year, and he was a big part of it.
Yeah.
So we're definitely going to get after the quarterback this year. That's
absolutely.
That's a plan.
That's something that's very it's encouraging, man. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I'm so happy because, you know, I've been very obnoxious probably more than normal the last few days. I get to send out another tweet telling all those Malik Willis and Kyle Hamilton people to suck my dick. So I'm feeling
Let's
really
go, good man. Let's go. Yo, tag me in it so I can be with you, man.
I got you. I'm going to tag you and I'll put a picture. I'll leak a picture. Fuck it. We'll go.
Yes, man. I'm down. Yo, let's do this, man. That was driving me absolutely crazy.
Adam, we bring another double mint Nargila to the studio.
Hey, honestly, I'm feeling really good. I was tired this morning. It was a long night. Monday, God knows what the hell is going to happen.
I got one in my fridge right now if you want to come over.
Hell yeah, man.
Come over. Yeah. I got one in my fridge right now.
Hell yeah. Tyler, I'm on my way in like 20 minutes. I am so hungry. Oh, shit. Yeah, I know. It's a great pick, guys. Again, a football player, a guy that can get to the quarterback. There's nothing more important than the Lions, considering what were they, 31st last year and getting after the quarterback?
Yeah.
Something around there.
Good pick. And a Kobe Dean, look, everybody falls in love with the name. You know, I think we all would have said, hey, if he was available at 32, you should have taken him, right? Like, and here we go. Scouts, and these people get paid very, very handsome salaries. Look, there are some mentally challenged scouts and GMs. It happens. But for the most part, these guys can identify good football talent. It's why the Raiders can mess up at number 4 overall in 2019 and end up with Abrams, Jacobs, Renfro, Max Crosby. Like, these teams can spot talent. Everybody misses. If N'Kobe Dean ends up a top 5 linebacker in 3 years, every team in the NFL is an idiot because everybody passed.
Patriots, Michigan, no, but N'Kobe Dean, Adam, it came out today that he had a lot of injury issues at Georgia. He played through them, but they're concerning. Mm. Like, he had like a long list.
I think it was an ankle, the medicals shoulder. Right now. Yeah, this is medicals right now that's holding him back.
He also needs surgery after this season, after this NFL season, they're saying.
I mean, DK Metcalf.
If Ajabo was on the board and they took Pascal, what's the reaction?
Ajabo, personally, to me, is like a risk rate at this early just because of the Achilles injury.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, those guys might never come back. Like, you really don't know with the Achilles. So I wouldn't have touched him in a second. Baltimore took him, you know, Jim, John, their brothers. They probably had more intel on everything.
I'm with you. I'm definitely with you. I wouldn't have touched him at 46.
I wasn't really expecting an edge rusher at this point. I really wasn't.
Yeah, the whole edge rusher thing caught me
on.
I wasn't expecting it.
I don't think I did a single mock over the course of the last month and a half, 2 weeks, where I didn't have an edge rusher. Or two of them, excuse me, within the first 3-4 picks.
I mean,
that was like the theme of my board because again, the Lions suck at getting to the quarterback. And
man, you knew something that we didn't know, man. I really didn't.
To be honest with you, like it's just like we all prioritize differently.
I guess we're was our problem. We're looking at like need. We're like, all right, so the Lions they need this, so this most likely they're gonna go linebacker or safety.
Like,
or
Brisker's on the board, man. That's surprising to go edge, but again, you know, Brad Holmes, I think everybody has a shit ton of respect for him.
Yeah,
and he just told you why you don't take a safety at 2 because he won't even take him at 46 if there's an edge rusher on the board.
That's true.
And he just took one at number 2 overall.
Okay. Value. That's what I like about them. They draft based on value. They don't really reach on guys. They don't.
Yeah, I mean, best player on the board was basically N'Kobe Dean, then Brisker. And Pascal was probably 4, 5, 6, 7 spots after that. But they took, again, a guy that plays at one of the most important positions. I love Brad Holmes. My God, I don't even have to stress. I love this fucking guy. Holy shit.
Let's go, man.
Adam, when you think about it, like last year they took Levi in the second, Aleem in the third. Aleem had a great year. Levi hopefully bounced back this year. This year they took 2 edges. So they're doubling up on edge and D-line. I mean, D-tackle. You see what they're doing, man.
I think they're doing it the right way, man.
Absolutely.
I agree last year with the back-to-back interior lineman plays, but again, that was a player they loved, so I can respect it.
I mean,
but at the end of the day, that's how you build a football team, man.
We always say,
that's how you build a football team. You don't listen to stupid fans.
Yeah,
you go do your research and your homework. You don't listen to cave-in and media. You don't listen to local writers and beat reporters and quote-unquote, you know, credentialed media members that drive up the market for Malik Willis with a fan base for no reason. Like, you don't listen to these fucking idiots. But the agents leaked shit out to them. Oh, yeah, but even then, I mean, you know, like, we even got pulled with one of that. We had information that, you know, Kayvon Thibodeau's agent said it was 99% the Lions were drafting Kayvon Thibodeau unless something crazy happened at number one. What that crazy thing was at number one, I don't know.
Malcolm Peter, what was I told yesterday?
I was told
the complete opposite.
You told the complete opposite. I was told
99% chance Aiden Hutchinson's going to be the pick tomorrow. And
well, I wish you would have fucking told me before I put out that bet, you jackass.
For the listeners that don't know, I saw it on Twitter. I just shook my head. He bet $1,000?
I saw that, Adam. I saw you put
a stack. He bet a whole stack on...
To be fair, Scott's never let me down before. That was the first time. Scott, last year, I knew the... we knew picks 3 through 6 probably 20 minutes before they were made. So Scott's an OG. So
gotcha.
It's all good. I made the money last night anyways because the Suns won. I took them when they were down 8.
Okay. There you go. It's not too bad then.
So you broke even basically. There you go.
Exactly. I broke even.
Let's go. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, but man, I'm feeling good, man. Honestly, every Lions fan should be so happy with what the hell's going on right now. This is insane. I'm not used to us being confident.
I'll take this. I'll take the approach of taking front seven players, trenches players over cornerbacks, defensive backs, especially in these prime positions right now. I mean, Bob Quinn, what's the earliest he's ever taken a defensive lineman? 4th round, I think. Was it Deshaun Hand?
Yep.
Yeah,
A'shaun Robinson.
A'shaun Robinson, that was his first draft. My fault, I forgot about that. He hasn't prioritized the D-line, and he set us back. He never really gave us any guys to really build off of outside of Romeo Aquara.
You just can't let quarterbacks drop back for 10, 15 seconds. It doesn't work like that.
It does not.
Kill you. Even the worst ones.
Yeah, we seen this. We seen what's his name completely cut us up.
Trubisky multiple times.
Chase Daniel.
Oh yeah,
we watched Chase Daniel cut us up because we had no pass rush.
Trubisky's our daddy.
Yeah, I mean the inside joke last year was start your rookie quarterback against the Lions, and really the last few years, and we'll make him look like a future Hall of Famer.
Because you can't put pressure on him, man. Yeah, you're gonna make him look great.
Yeah, we gave Chase Daniel, one of his 2-3 wins in his whole career?
I mean, we gave Sam Darnold the most promising start to anybody's career. Pick 6 on the first play, come back, drop 40 bomb on Matt Patricia's, you know.
That was probably the worst day of my life. That was probably the worst day of my life.
That's one of the worst games I've ever watched.
that day was so embarrassing for me that I can't – it was so bad.
Yeah, we have – this is exciting, bro. We have kind
Yeah, whatever. I'm so happy that we're not going to get freaking embarrassed and yelled, or not yelled, but laughed at. Obviously, I come off as an asshole, I'm sure, especially after the 3-13-1 year. But, dude, this is some next-level shit. God bless, bro.
Let's go, man.
Now, you know, Adam, when I first, like, saw one of your tweets, I was like, yo, who is that guy? What is he talking about? But, you know, once I get to know you and stuff, talk to you, like – we could overreact a little. That's all right. We all do that, right? But now, like, you kind of get it, bro.
I mean, yeah, like, you know, I said some mean shit. I know I did. Don't start the season 0-8, you know? Like, don't put me in a position to say something mean, you know? It's just
– yeah, I mean,
I don't want to say it.
Do smart things.
Hey, Adam.
We'll credit you.
Hey, Adam, it's all good, man. You say what's on your mind, you just call it a day, man. You don't give a you don't give a hell what they think, who thinks what. You just say what's on your mind, man. That's how you got to be, man.
Yeah, I literally called out half of our staff for the Malik Willis, Kyle Hamilton stuff. It was pretty tense at work today.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that whole Malik Willis stuff was driving me crazy. I'm just glad that it's over. I mean, it's done.
Even national media.
The Kyle Hamilton stuff.
Sauce Gardner, too. Like, again, Sauce is.
Oh, I heard that. I almost lost my damn mind.
Everybody said he was, like, one of the better players in the draft, top 2, top 3. Good. That's amazing. I love that. I'm so happy for him. I'm happy for the Jets. Good for them. We need a pass rusher. Like, we're just not good.
100%.
I don't know why that was ever a conversation. I'm not sure why national media tried pushing it. I can't believe, like, we literally had, you know, you guys, you know who I'm talking about. I mean, I don't want to say anybody's name, but You know, we have multiple people that are credentialed people. They write about the team and cover them every day. They're in Allen Park, and they're telling, you know, Malik Willis, oh, my God, they're falling in love. Oh, my, he can throw the football. He can run. Like, everybody can do that, man. Come on.
It's the pro day stuff that drives me crazy, man. When they watch them, the quarterbacks are pro day.
Dude, after the Senior Bowl, everybody had a Malik Willis picture in their bathroom, and they were jerking off to it for a
moment. I mean, pro days are meant for quarterbacks to look good. I mean, that's the whole point of intention for them. It's so they can look good. You're supposed
Dude,
to show off.
I looked like a goddamn, you know, sure D1 college player back in the 7-on-7 days when I was in high school. That doesn't mean with pads on, I'm faster than all these motherfuckers. Get out of here, man.
This is a little bit off topic, but I'm watching George Pickens getting drafted by the Steelers.
Makes sense. That's good stuff. Juju's gone.
Yeah.
And looks like
as long as George Pickens isn't on TikTok, he'll be successful. That's my opinion.
Look, Alex Pierce.
These receivers are flying, man.
It's the most important position, it's the most overvalued position, not in a bad way. The market's going crazy for him. Everybody wants one. And the Lions, I mean, they set the tone, man. The second Drake London was at 7? Come on. Eight, I don't think anybody expected the Lions to pull that move off yesterday. That was ridiculous.
No. Yeah, that was – I know I'm tired of talking about Malik Willis, and we shouldn't be talking about him because he's not even relevant right now. But, Adam, when the Lions traded up, were you scared? Did you think, like, oh, shit?
I did. My heart dropped. My heart dropped. And so I was – I had just left the draft party because I had to go home and eat. I was fasting. And we're eating dinner. And I get a text, the Lions trade for 12. And it's from Corey. So, like, I got it before maybe a minute, 2 minutes before, you know, the news teams broke it. And I dropped my food out of my mouth. And I yelled at my wife on accident. I told her, go get me the remote. And she, like, gets me the remote, and I turn on the TV, and I'm like, they're not going to do this, motherfuckers. They're going to either get Kyle Hamilton or Malik Willis. All the love and, you know, faith I've had is gone. Everything is horrible. And then I got the text, it's Jameson Williams, and oh, my God, I was on cloud nine, man. Cloud nine.
How would you have felt if they took Kyle Hamilton at 12?
Yeah, I would have called people some really bad names this morning. It wouldn't have been a nice show. I would have been very mean. Again, he's a good football player, right? And at 12, it's a good value. Excuse me, Jared Goff needs a wide receiver to throw to.
It doesn't even need to be Jared Goff. I mean, it's just he sets you up for the future if it's Jared Goff or not. I mean,
I love that you said that, man. Yeah, absolutely. Any young quarterback walking into this football team gets a top 7, top 8 offensive line. Any running back can be successful in that situation. You now have Jameson Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown. TJ Hockenson needs to stop getting hurt and freaking be healthy so we can be secured at the tight end position for the near future. And if that works out, man, you bring in any quarterback, 2, 14, 30 next year. Doesn't matter. They're walking into a damn good situation. Yeah. And now we can have the conversation of, you know, oh, well, Lamar Jackson walked into the Baltimore Ravens. That's a winning situation. There's like only a handful of guys like a Herbert, like a Joe Burrow that walk in and just can overcome stupid franchises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's facts. So something on Pascal, he had 107 pressures in his career at Kentucky. Josh Allen had 121.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this guy, he's not
and a you got him at 46. Guy. Put that into perspective.
He's a pressure guy. That's still pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, put that into perspective. He played in the SEC, right? And I would say last year's draft, somebody's reaching for him at 32, 33, 34. Who knows?
Probably earlier. I mean, that edge class sucked last year. Jalen Phillips from Miami, with all those injuries, went like 18.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I remember.
Man, yo, we're finally going to have a pass rush, man. You know that feeling when you're watching? You know that feeling when you're watching those games and you're watching the like other teams play, you're like, yo, how'd they get into the quarterback so quick? Like, why can't the Lions do this? Like, we finally might be able to do this now.
I think the cool thing, too, is, and even better, is, like, we're not so, like, hurt if one guy goes down. Because, like, last year Romeo went down, we thought we had a good defensive line going to the season. But once Romeo went down, we're like, we're done, man. We don't have depth. But now it's like, okay, we could just keep manufacturing these edge rushers, keep going in the game.
Yeah, that's what the 49ers did. I mean, I think they're using the formula for the 49ers.
Yeah, they already started with the running backs. That...
By the way, guys, we were considering Deebo Samuel. Thank God.
I know. That was close. Yeah.
Oh, my God. God
thank God we Niners didn't.
For saying no. Holy, yeah. I would have been so mad.
Yeah, I would. Me too. I would have been. I like Deebo, but I would have preferred a rookie receiver contract.
Yeah. 100%. And Deebo doesn't even want to be Deebo, and let's be honest. Is Ben Johnson, Kyle Shanahan? He probably isn't. I don't know.
Okay, so if Deebo said those comments, or didn't say those comments, just say, would you be okay trading for Deebo?
Still no.
Still no?
Okay. Yeah, I would be even more pissed. I wouldn't even give up a second-round pick for him because
he's like
sporadic at wide receiver. He's 26 also, so you're going to get 4 good years. Jameson is 21. You're going to get like 9, 10 good years. You're going to forget the 4 good years. The problem with Deebo Samuel now, if it would have happened, let's say, is you're getting a guy that has 1 good year on his resume, and now you have to pay him $20-22 million a year. Get out of here, man.
Probably 25, man. Oh, 22. That's short. That's small. He may want 25-26.
Yeah. Who knows? And again, like on the Niners, I would pay that. I would give him that money because for the Niners, he's valuable. For the Lions,
facts.
I don't think he's valuable.
Especially when you have a guy who's just like – I've been saying this, like you have a guy that's just like him. Amon-Ra St. Brown, not by all means, not Deebo Samuels. But, I mean, he plays the Deebo Samuel role. Like he gets carries in the backfield. You know, you use him on bubble screens. He's just like – to me, he's just like a – what we call the great value version of Deebo Samuels.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is pretty straightforward. Everybody needs a wide receiver. Everybody needs to protect the quarterback. You need to get the quarterback, and you need to get after the opposing team's quarterback.
Oh.
That's like the main 4 things, and the Lions have addressed all 3 of them so far, really all 4 of them in the last 2 drafts. Penei Sewell, now Jameson Williams, who honestly, let's be honest, if he doesn't tear his ACL, he goes number 4 or number 7 overall in that draft.
Facts. Yeah,
he was – receivers. Sky Moore just went to Kansas City, the speedy receiver out of Western Michigan.
So this is who they replaced Tyreek Hill with.
Yep. See, that's good player. Get comfortable, guys. The Lions are going to start acting like that moving forward. Like, that's a great move. And if I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan, hell yeah. Great job. You address your needs in the first round. Sky Moore falls to you. You don't panic. You don't overreact. You get a receiver who fits your scheme. Good for the Chiefs and good for Sky Moore, Western Michigan boy.
Yeah. I mean, for Jameson Williams, going back to him real quickly, like, he has to be that wide receiver one, though, with all the – and I respect Brad Holmes putting all his eggs in the baskets right there. You know, he's showing his aggressiveness right there, and we've never seen that out of –
Tyler, this is the best part. He didn't even put his eggs in the basket. He basically fingered the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, yeah, man. No, you're right. I mean – he moved up 20 spots in the first round.
You know, they did pretty much swap stuff.
And then went back 12 spots in the second round and then gave up pick 66. Yeah, you're right. He didn't give up
anything. That's to a division rival. And look, again, it's a rookie GM. I'm glad we took advantage of him. I'm glad we made the decision to trade up. I really am. You know, if I'm Minnesota, I'm already like, oh, what the fuck? Like, I would have asked for all of those picks and a future first.
Doesn't Minnesota right now just kind of scream like a Bob Quinn a little bit, like what they're doing, smartest man in the room? Like, we're going to just keep trading back. Who cares what we trade back with? We're just going to keep
Lewis Cine, right? So they got Lewis Cine, I think, a very productive player that's going to step in. They traded with Green Bay.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, they're picked. They got a corner, which was a position they needed. In some mock drafts, Sauce Gardner, before he shot up the boards, was projected to go to them. Kyle Hamilton at 12. So they got Andrew Booth, who was a first-round corner talent at 42. That's good value. I'm not laughing at Minnesota right now. Am I laughing because, like, we fucked them, basically? Yeah, we did. But Minnesota could take Malik Willis 3-4 picks from now. He's on the board. They need a future franchise quarterback. I know they gave Kirk Cousins some money, but
and they got Kellen Mond last year.
You want to take a chance on a quarterback? You got Kellen Mond. If you don't like him,
yeah,
you got an offensive minded coach in the building right now. Now's the time to take a chance. But if I'm them, I don't take him. I go Nakobe Dean. I go offensive line Raymond out of Central Michigan. But man, I love the draft. This is the best time of the year. Trey McBride, holy shit, second round.
That's where he's predicted to go. Yeah,
first tight end taken off the board.
Holy shit. That's early second round, dude. That's impressive. Good for him.
That's a good pick for Arizona. I like it.
Oh, my God. Wait. This is why the Patriots suck, honestly. Tom Brady kept that whole shit together. Tyquan Thornton went to the Patriots before George Pickens and Scott. Yeah. I mean, fuck you, Bill Belichick. Oh my god! You know what, Patriots fans? That's what you get for winning six Super Bowls. Honestly, like that's what you get for being spoiled all those years. I mean, same with Packers fans.
Bill Belichick is a terrible GM. I think he's a terrible GM, and I think he's been a terrible GM forever. Just you're right. You know, building the offensive line. He's a great coach, obviously, and he had Tom Brady for all those years.
How about Chicago doing all of us a favor and not drafting Boye Mafe?
Yeah, they Where did he go?
He went right after to Seattle.
You're right, Seattle. Yeah. When they had those back-to-back picks.
Good for them. I like Houston taking Mechie at 44. That's very interesting. A little early, but hey, like you like a wide receiver, go for him. I love that.
He's a good football player, man. I don't know.
I mean, again, it's the injury. The injury is the only reason why he's not
a first-round. I never understood why he was like a third, fourth-round player.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, this has been a very good 2 days for the Detroit Lions, man. Josh Pascal, wow.
Okay.
Again, I think it changed their mindset, by the way. Like, their strategy, maybe it wasn't edge at 34, but once you traded that 66 pick, you're in a position where you're probably not going to want to trade up unless somebody you really value is on the board in the third round. So here we go. I'm feeling really, really good about this.
All right,
Adam, you made me feel a lot better about this pick. You made me feel a lot better about this pick, man.
Face value. Just think of it this way: you don't have to love the player. I mean, look at me. I have Cameron Thomas higher on my board than, what's his face? Josh Pascal. Like, I would have waited a little later to get him, but hey, like, I can respect the pick. This is a guy again that led the SEC in pressures. I believe this year, or was only second. Top three for sure in pressures. The highest PFF grade coming out of the SEC at the edge position. It's just good stuff all around, man. That's a good pick. And thank God. Thank God. I it's like vindication, too, because, you know, I'm called I don't want to say the word. It's not nice. I'm called mentally challenged, let's put it that way, for saying you get two edge rushes in the first round or two in the first three picks. And there you go. It's the most important position. This isn't hard. Brad Holmes is keeping it very simple. He's being aggressive. I can dig it. And the Lions are, again, acting like a franchise that's not a joke. This is a legitimate franchise, and I can get behind it.
Adam, when you think about it, Romeo, like, the Achilles, right? And if he's not what he was, you can move on from him next year, and you have his replacement on the roster.
Yeah, I mean, Lions fans crying, oh, my God, Aquara and Charles Harris. Like, you're paying them $15, $20 million a year to stay once their contracts are up? Like, they've produced in their careers. Like, there's some up-and-coming edge rusher. You could miss on Aiden and Pascal, and you would still have enough money to get an edge rusher in the free agent market. Like, chill out. Like, this is one of the most important positions in football. Charles Harris, if he gets you 4.5-5 sacks this year, Lions fans will be clapping like walruses. Aquara, they just like the story, the brothers, whatever. Like, he had one good year. He's coming off an Achilles injury. I'm getting mean now, so it's not good.
Yeah, we'll see, man. We'll see. I'm still a little shocked just around the league in general. Not for the Lions, but a quarterback is still not been taken this whole day. I didn't expect him to be this late.
I'm telling you, it's because they're not good. That's the only thing that it boils down to. They're just not good.
But none of these teams?
None of these teams. And there's teams that really need a quarterback too, man. They just said absolutely not.
You have to remember, one, the quarterbacks just aren't good. I think we all agree. Number two.
Yeah, they're not good.
The Detroit Lions messed up everybody's draft board last night. They really did.
With the Jameson trade, you're saying, right?
With Jameson?
Yeah, the Eagles with the Jameson Williams trade. That trade just messed everything up for everybody. Everybody had him on their board. They had an idea of how it would play out. One of their rivals would have gone up and got him. Nobody expected the Lions. And then it put everybody in a position like, our pick is less valuable now because he's off the board. What do we do?
Yeah.
So here's another fun fact. PFF's number two edge run defender was Aiden Hutchinson. Number four was Josh Pascal against the run.
You have to remember when Brad Holmes came to the Detroit Lions, he said, I have a formula, I have a blueprint, I have a philosophy, and it's how I evaluate and grade players, and I'm going to stick by it. And I'm starting to get a vibe and a really good one from him. But I'm going to leave you guys. I need to go have dinner.
Thank you, Adam.
So much for
letting me. Hey, Adam. Hey, man. It's a pleasure, man.
Have a good night.
Yeah, reach out. Would love to have you guys this week on the show for draft reactions. So let's set something up.
For sure.
Hey, man. All
right, guys, have a good one.
You too, Adam.
All right, have a
you
good
too,
one.
You too, man.
All right. Yeah, that was cool. Thanks for Adam for joining us.
Yeah, I mean, like, this Pascal pick, what were the Lions ranked in run defense last year?
Run defense? Not good.
Yeah, so they take the two, like, arguably the two best edge defenders against the run, right? Like, you got the number two, number four, according to PFF. And they could both rush the passer, so you see what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I see what they're doing.
Pressures in his career.
Again, I'm not questioning his ability to ball, man. He can ball. I guess what threw us off was we wasn't. I'll say me and Tyler wasn't expecting another edge at
two. I wasn't either. I was surprised by it, but like I knew he's a good player. So
yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what threw us off, especially when you have Brisker on the board. You know, we were big supporters for Dean. We was hoping that happened.
You might get Dean at 97. Dude,
at this point,
what's going on?
At this point, I wouldn't be shocked.
You know what this kind of reminds me of?
And what? Reminds me of what? I've never seen a draft like this in my life.
No,
Jabril Cox, Tyler.
Just gonna say that Jabril Cox. That's kind of what it reminds me of. Titus O'Neil. We got a WWE superstar announced on the pick now. Where's Jim Ross?
Oh no, they traded up. What are they taking?
Let's see. Wait, what's going on? Because I'm behind. I'm
Tampa traded up. Titus O'Neil, man.
Wait, who's there?
It's Titus. You don't know Titus O'Neil. This is a little after you. He used to do like a little dog barking. He goes, hooah, hooah, hooah. He used to always do that. He was never that good. I don't know why I forgot.
Titus O'Neil, he's probably started wrestling after I stopped.
Yeah, he is, for sure. He was like my time.
It was your time? Okay, yeah. I stopped like around, 2003-ish,
yeah, I think. Titus O'Neil, he wasn't even that big of a superstar. I don't even know why. Like, he was big time enough to call a pick.
It got a little weird to me. Like, as soon as, like, The Rock started phasing off to do his, like, Hollywood stuff and Stone Cold, I think he had his injuries, he wasn't there. And they started pushing, what's his name?
Cena?
John Cena. When they started pushing John Cena to be, like, the face of wrestling, I was like, time to go. Yeah. That's a time to go.
Sorry to get off topic there, but I was just shocked. So Titus O'Neil.
So they dropped a tackle. So at 97, who you got expecting at 97?
I don't even know, man. We're still very far from that. We're still 40 picks away from that.
Wait on that, bro. Like, that's hard.
Yeah, but
I mean, like, do you have a position that you would want them to target at 97?
No,
or?
At 97. Once you get into that range, it's just you literally take BPA at that point.
Hail
Marys.
Not Hail Marys.
Strategy. I think they're just going with BPA
You just go and you're bored at that point. I mean, you are just the most talented player. You don't want to just take a position and plan on that guy.
Was they going with their board before?
Well, they are doing that right now.
They are. No, but like, it's. I mean. They did bring in Kirby Joseph, who hasn't been picked yet. I don't think he'll be there at 97. I'd be shocked. Nick Cross is a good safety. You got some line. Brian Asamoah, the linebacker out of Oklahoma, they brought him in for a visit. He could be there.
Maybe you can look offensive line, potentially guard.
I'd look maybe at tight end Greg Dulcich out of UCLA. Love
tight end, yeah. I mean, I think everything's available right now at 97.
Shit.
You could go corner. I mean, like literally anything. You could do anything.
I mean, shit. I'm going to throw it out.
I mean, if a quarterback falls.
I was just going to say that. I'm going to throw it out there. Not saying to be your future starter, but like as a backup, maybe potentially. At this point, it's not bad.
I want to be shocked if they're all there at 97.
Yeah. I feel like.
The way the draft is going, man, I want to be shocked a bit.
I keep saying I think we're going to see a run, and we're going to see a run. We haven't seen one get off the board, so I'm not going to say it.
Bro, they were seeing some tweets where Willis is supposed to be picked like right away today.
Yeah,
see, none of these like Ritter, Willis, Howell.
Is Malik still there at the draft?
Yeah,
he's still in the green. Yeah,
he needs to go home, bro. He needs to just say F this.
Let's see.
Because at this point,
maybe here at Atlanta. This point, maybe here at Atlanta. Let's see.
Yeah, because if Atlanta passes on him again,
let's see.
If he goes to Atlanta, you think he wears number 7?
No,
he can't. That's retired.
They retired Vic Jersey?
Well, isn't he retired?
I think so.
Vic Jersey's not retired.
It's probably like an unwritten rule. Yeah. But no, they did not take Malik Willis. They took Troy Andersen.
Good linebacker.
Thanks for spoiling it for me, Tyler.
Oh, you still care?
My fault. Oh, look, it's Warwick Dunn.
This guy is 6'3", 242, ran a 4'4", or something I just saw.
He got a 99 athleticism grade on DJ's chart, or next gen.
Yeah, he's an, I mean, 6'3", 240.
Are you guys watching on NFL Network or ESPN?
I was watching ESPN. I turned that off yesterday. Today I'm
actually watching – I'm actually on NFL Network.
Yeah, I'm on
NFL. Which one's better? Which one's better for you?
I like DJ.
Yeah, I like
– Mel Kiper's annoying.
Yeah, I was listening to ESPN yesterday, but today I was on – I went to watch ESPN yesterday. I thought Jordan Reed was going to be on it, but they didn't show him at all.
Yeah.
He'll probably be there tomorrow, I would assume, for day three. That's his
fault. I wonder what he thinks about this whole Malik Willis situation.
He was big on him.
He was huge on him. That was his guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, dude. Like, I think it's kind of ridiculous that Malik is still available right now.
I mean, maybe these teams just don't have time to wait, man. They don't see him being a one-year guy, yeah. A one-year project. Maybe they're like, shit, small school, he needs a lot of work. This may take 2-3 years, man.
Yeah, I guess.
Because there's no excuse for every team to pass them twice.
Minnesota's pick is in.
Yeah, they're in.
Minnesota's pick is in. And the way you said that kind of fast.
I don't know if
he's while we're talking about Malik Willis. While we're talking about Malik Willis.
I'll see. Hold up. They're going to the podium. It might
Tyler,
be.
Did you spoil this again?
No, I swear I didn't spoil anything. I don't like – no, I swear.
I don't think Peter knows because he literally said the pick is in when it said pick is in. So I don't think he saw it.
Oh, I thought –
another super – like, who is this guy? This is another – who are these WWE superstars?
Yeah, and why are they here?
I don't know this guy. I know Titus O'Neil. I don't know who the hell this guy is.
Let me see if maybe I know him. Is he older or is he somebody
new? It looks like he's probably in WWE right now.
Okay, then no, absolutely not.
I can't tell. Maybe. I've never heard of this guy. I feel like I would have known him if he was an old guy.
No idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea who that
is. I've never seen that guy.
I've never seen that guy in my life. Gable Stevenson? Who the hell is that?
Never heard of him.
That man looked like he just took L's.
You guys don't know the guy they drafted?
No. The WWE superstar.
Yeah, he looked like he came in the ring and took L's.
Ed Ingram, that's a solid pick. Another interior offensive lineman. This is but Peter, you read my mind with Jabril Cox comparison with N'Kobe Dean. I'm getting the same exact
vibe.
Yeah, just the same vibe. I mean,
Jacoby Dean, all these quarterbacks.
So DK Metcalf was the last pick in the second round. Who's pick 66, I believe?
Yeah, he was.
So
he was the last pick. So were you saying Malik Willis, last pick, second round?
No, I'm saying whoever gets N'Kobe Dean's getting the stud still. That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely. I still think he's going to be a stud in this league, man. He's going to look back at his draft and be like, huh? I think everybody look back at his draft and say, huh? How? How does this happen?
Max Crosby, fourth round. I mean, we've seen a lot of guys. Like, I mean, Max Crosby's not the same situation.
But Max Crosby wasn't, yeah. I mean,
it was a small
school.
He was
good, but yeah.
He went to Eastern Michigan playing the Mac.
N'Kobe Dean was the second best player in the best damn defense probably I've seen in college football.
I agree, man.
He might be a day three pick. Like, that's, or no, I think he goes in, I think he goes in the third. I think some team in the third round drafts him.
Man, I don't understand it.
I don't.
I mean, again, I'm not there to. I'm not a doctor. I don't know all the medicals, but like,
it has to be bad, bro.
It has to be. It has to be bad because I'm only thing I could evaluate is what he does on the football field, and his talent, man, and what he did at Georgia and his production. That's I think he's a day one player in my opinion, just what he did alone, but.
I still feel like he's a day one player. He's gonna start for your team right away.
That's what I'm saying.
You guys want to log off and come back on later again?
Yeah, we could do that. We could take a break.
Take a little break.
I'm down for that. You down for that, Malcolm?
I got a call. What was the question?
Let's take a break now. Come back for pick 97.
Let's do that. Yeah, because I gotta go anyways.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for all the support. You guys had the room at one point, like I think 70 people or something like that. So thank you guys so much for coming out and supporting us for day two of the NFL draft. We'll be back a little later on for pick 97 if the Lions stay put. If they trade up, we'll be on standby. We'll go live right when they trade up. So
What's the plan here? What, like 94 we'll be back or 95?
If everything is, like that, yeah. If everything stays put, yeah, we'll do that.
All right. There it is.
All right. Well, hope you guys all enjoyed, and we'll be back in a little bit. Peace.
All right, guys. Peace.
Yep. We're out. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.